Hey, shit kickers, why don't you get a nice cool glass of Adam's Ale and cozy on up next to the fire? Come along for a ride for this next episode of Congratulations. Dude, I have a fucking cap. You know what, man? I've been playing this Red Dead Redemption on Twitch and really been getting into it. So my fiance got me a bolo tie and a fucking cowboy hat. So I'm getting good use out of them, dude. And I look really actually sexy, to be honest. If you really look through, if you really look in your true heart, and you wanted to get a wiggle on to that answer, you would understand that I look sexy as shit. Dude, imagine me with a fucking long black shirt on, like a long sleeve black shirt on, just this hat and like some badass sunglasses, just on a fucking horse, slowly riding, not fast. You know what I mean? Just like this, just slow riding like this, right? Where it kind of looks like I'm maybe possibly sitting on a Sibian, but also I'm on a horse though, right? If you just, because you could see the whole thing. Right now it looks like I'm on a Sibian. Right now it looks like I'm on a Sibian because I'm behind it. You can't see the bottom, right? But in actuality, if you saw the whole thing, you saw how I'm on a horse, I would look fucking really badass. And I won't take any fucking other answer. Honestly, I would look fucking amazing with a long black shirt. And a fucking, so why don't you cozy on up to that like button? Why don't you cozy on up to that like button? Why don't you fucking nail that subscribe button to the counter, right? If you're a fan of this fucking podcast, why don't you nail that subscribe button up against the counter? So I played Red Dead Redemption 2 and I have a good time, dude. I like Red Dead Redemption 2. Finally, a video game I like. Yes, dude. Why? Because you can do it all. You can chill. You can go fucking feed your horse. You can run around, shoot people. You can kind of, you know what I mean? Rob a bank. You can ride the horse real fast and then fucking jump on a train to get away from bad guys. It's fucking killer shit, dude. So thank God that there's Red Dead Redemption 2 because I'm out here playing Outlast 2 and fucking, you know, fucking Donkey Kong is not, it's not fun anymore. Here's the thing I am guilty of. I am a person who is too old to play these bullshit games where you're going to be born, like Fallout 3 or the old games of the past, because they're not fun anymore. Mario, excuse me, but jumping on the fucking Koopas and into the green fucking, the pipes, it's not fun anymore. I'm 41. I'm a tall drink of water, you know? I'm not 2 feet anymore. So I can't be playing them shits, dude. So bring on some real life shit, but also make it nice, dude. And that's what Red Dead Redemption does. I don't want to talk about video games for too much, but if you want to follow us on Twitch, it's Flex Avenue, dude. We're right on the corner of Flex Avenue and Twitch, I guess. But that's where it is. Yeah, dude. But I'm Southern now, man. And I just, but I, you know, it is what it is. I have a good time on there too. It also makes me forget about, things, you know, I get through all this therapy, I get escapism, you know, cause when I'm in therapy, I'm doing the shit and I'm doing it hard and I'm fucking confronting shit. And I don't like to confront shit. Like, you know, not that anything crazy bad happened to me, but like my childhood, like I don't like talking about that. And like the uncomfortable shit that happened, like I don't like talking about it, but now I got video games. I could talk about it. And then I go and I get on my horse for a fucking hour and a half. And you know what I mean? Just get on my fucking horse for an hour and a half and have a good time, dude. But yeah, man, cause it's like the fucking hustle and bustle of the world, right? Like the fucking crazy shit that just, I can't even take anymore. And I'm a, you know, I don't know if my fiance would say I'm a chilled dude, but like, you seen me laying down, you know, you seen me on a chair, right? I look like hot lava, just fucking destroying it. I mean, I chill hard. Sometimes I just look like a pile of clothes. Like I'm just hanging, you know? Right? But, you know, stuff gets to me. Like the fucking Emmys was on and I don't want to see it. I don't want to watch it because I don't like actors just, you know, basically. Good job, me. I did do that well, didn't I? You know, actors just talking about, you know, also in times like these, it's just like, oh, didn't you just play a mailman? Yeah, but I just want to say thanks. And I also, they're bringing up shit that isn't even a problem anymore. The Olympics in fucking movies like Munich, they really speak to, it's like, dude, it's not even a fucking problem anymore. And you got fucking some chick on the show. What's the fucking show? God damn it. God damn it. Never remember shit, dude. What's the fucking show with the there was a show on fucking TBS, and it would have been the best one to use with this fucking joke. I'm finding it, dude. Come along with me. I'm finding it. TBS show. It's called like Levitation or some Leverage. Leverage? Was Leverage a show? Let's look. Was it Leverage? TBS show Leverage. Leverage TV series. Yep, that's what it was. Leverage, dude. Worst title of all time, man. Leverage was what it was. It had a guy who had fucking long hair that shouldn't have long hair in it, right? And it was called Leverage. Dude, some guy who's some fucking, you know what I mean? Like the third lead of Leverage. And Darfur. And people who just, you know, and it's, I got to listen to some guy. And what do you do? You show up, you eat some fucking kale, guacamole, and peanuts. You say a fucking few lines 9 times in a row. You shoot it from 4 different angles. And then you fucking go home. Huh? So please, tell me about Darfur. Tell me about anything systemic, please. Fucking everything is so fucking systemic nowadays. People will just be like, well, you know, it's systemic. And you're like, I'm just in line at the grocery store trying to buy lettuce. Well, it's a systemic problem. Okay. Boop. $4.50. Thanks, ma'am. It's fucking, everything is systemic. Everything's these what the fuck? There are these buzzwords. Fuck, dude. There are these buzzwords that people use, problematic, systemic, you know what I mean? They just come in. Well, you know why fucking Plaid is in right now? It's systemic. Plaid is, really? Or is it fall? Is it problematic? Or is it almost the winter? I just don't, it's like, dude, it's, so I'm watching I didn't watch the Emmys. But then sure enough, I don't want to hear about the Emmys. I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on fucking social media, really, except for Instagram, Twitch, and TikTok, and fucking, you know what I mean? I'm only on fucking Instagram, TikTok, Twitch. You know, I check Safari, and I look at the news, Apple News, but I'm not really on social media, dude. You know? Fucking Patreon. And it's like, dude, they're just like, here's the thing that's just nutso, all right? The Emmys takes place where? In LA, okay? Twitter, I don't know what is worse. You're watching the Emmys and you're like, hey, what's going on here? Because I saw a few clips since then. More people are here than I thought there would be. Because we're in a, right, pandemic. This is a global pandemic. And LA, they've been taking this shit real seriously. But why does Rita Wilson, why is she so close to Cedric the Entertainer? She's not 6 feet apart. Oh, well, it's because they have masks. They don't have masks on. Unless they're not really Rita Wilson and Cedric the Entertainer. Unless they're in Rita Wilson and Cedric the Entertainer masks. But they're not. Hold up. It's really Rita Wilson and Cedric the Entertainer with no mask on. Oh, so the Emmys must be in Dallas this year. Oh, but they're not. Well, why did all these stars fly to Dallas? Oh, they didn't. They didn't because it's in LA. So why aren't they wearing a mask? Because the masks were, the Emmys were exempt from wearing masks. So basically, it's off then. It's all off. And I am not an anti-mask person. I am not an anti-vaxxer. I was vaxxed the fuck up. Felt chills. Got shot twice after the second one. Felt chills 9 hours later. That's how I know it's real. I wear my mask indoors, always. Unless I got to run in quick to get a straw at the coffee bean, right? But sometimes I put my shirt over it. Because I want to be able to feel comfortable. I'll go by the rules. You know your boy. He goes by the fucking rules. And you know why? If you listen to this podcast, why do I go by the rules? So then if something gets fucked up, that's on you. I played the game. So if you're saying, well, these guys from Ted Lasso don't have to wear a mask. These guys from that fucking show with Brian Cox that Chris D'Elia always forgets the name of because it's regular Succession, that's they don't have to wear it. Well, if they don't have to wear it, then it's not that serious. Spread the fuck out. So then I'm like, oh, well, fuck all this shit. Because it's LA, right? Gavin Newsom is like, well, we gotta wear the mask. Don't wear the mask. Wear the mask. Everyone wear the mask. Except for the Emmys. You don't got to wear the masks. And then you're looking at the fucking movie award, or the music awards, whatever it was the other week, when Conor McGregor and Machine Gun Kelly, they're not wearing the mask, but everyone who's handling them, they're all wearing fucking masks. So it's like, then they're on Twitter and they're just screaming, hey, you motherfuckers, how could they fucking do this? You know, this is so irresponsible. Is it? Is it irresponsible? The problem is, you made the sauce, the media. We bought the sauce. We were like, media, all right, we bought the sauce. And now you're televising the group that sold the sauce, and they're not eating the sauce. And now I still gotta fucking rub the sauce all over my fucking steak when I eat it? Fuck off. So I will put the mask on when I go into an establishment, if that's the rule. But guess what, dude? I take it right off when I get out, and I'm not wearing it outside, dude. It's so annoying. I was driving by the other day. I saw a guy wearing a fucking mask sitting alone. Nobody was within 100 feet of this dude. He had a mask on. What's he fucking think coronavirus is? Like, what's he think it is, a ninja? Oh, I didn't see you there. What does he think? He's my fucking friend, Maclovio Perez, in high school? Every time I was in fucking, oh shit, you're right there. That was his move, dude. I'd be eating lunch. I'd be like, oh shit, I didn't know you were there. Is that what the fucking coronavirus is? Is coronavirus my friend Maclovio Perez from high school? It's indoors. Nobody's wearing a mask. Nobody gives a fuck. It's like they're laughing in. Here's the other thing too. Like I said, I'm not an anti-mask, anti-vax dude. I got the vaccination. Is it real or not? Does it fucking help? I think so. But I don't, if you don't want to get the mask or the vaccine, don't get the vaccine. I don't really give a shit. Okay. I just did it because I thought it was for the greater good. But here's the deal. You got to understand that if you say don't wear the mask to the people on this show, it's going to fucking enrage people. And whether or not those people who are anti-vax or are anti-masks, whether or not, you know, history will tell, were they idiots? Because a lot of people are like, fucking anti-mask, anti-vax people, they're fucking morons. A lot of people say that. Only time will tell, okay? Only time will tell. But you have to know if you're telling, if you're perpetuating this from the media, and then you televise this shit, people not wearing the mask, and they're making the sauce. You have to understand they're going to feel more right, and they're going to get angrier. And it's only going to be bad. So all I'm saying is, fuck the Emmys. You know? Or fuck these Emmys. It's just like, dude. It's just like, I get it. I get why fucking people are in QAnon like, fucking they're laughing at us. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't believe that shit, but I get why they do. Nobody means what they fucking say. Not anymore. Nobody means what they fucking say. And that's all I'm trying to fucking do, is mean what I goddamn say. It's so hard to understand. You know, it's so hard to mean what you say anyway, right? Because it's so hard to be honest with yourself, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it? You know, when you're a kid and they're just like, yeah, you're fucking beautiful. You're beautiful. It doesn't matter. Yeah, so what? He said you're fat. That you're the kid in class said that you look like a fucking, you know, you look ugly, or they don't like your hair. You're beautiful. Everybody's beautiful. And then you grow up and you're like, yeah, I am kind of beautiful, but also I secretly know I'm not really beautiful, right? What do you mean? Beautiful on the inside. The whole fucking Mr. Hustle trophy shit. I got Mr. Hustle one year when I was fucking like 13. Nah, I was younger than that. I was probably 11 in tennis. I got Mr. Hustle. And it's just like, I knew it was bullshit. They were like, you really did hustle. Ah, fucking bullshit, dude. Even as an 11-year-old, I was like, they gave it to me because I wasn't the most improved or the best or the highest score. They gave me Mr. fucking Hustle.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
I don't know, man. I just couldn't believe that Emmy shit. I mean, I could believe it, but I couldn't believe it. Let's get it to something a little fucking lighter. We're going to do a new segment, okay? This is a new segment that I have on my podcast, all right? I know everyone wants me to do Craigslist shit again, and I will in the future. But right now, this is a new segment, and this segment is Video of the Week, all right? So welcome to the new segment, Video of the Week. And here it is. This is posted by Mr. Give Your Girl Back. And I'm going to play it. And for the people listening, I'm going to describe it. But, you know, for the people watching, you'll see it. This is a car accident. On the scene of the car accident. And
I'm going nowhere. That's why he got smacked, cook. He tried to bend the car, nigga. Wasn't going nowhere. Nigga was spinning right there in the middle of the street, so.
Okay, two cars crashed.
Oh, shit,
another
cup.
Car almost
hey,
crashed.
Oh, shit, soda, cup. Hey, cup, we got the goddamn, cup, we got the goddamn minutes of car here, soda. What the fuck going on, cup? Only in Cleveland, soda. Cup, that bitch running. Oh, shit, he's sliding that bitch, soda, cup. That bitch running off of three AAA batteries, soda. That bitch running off of vegetable oil, power steering fluid.
Dude, the fucking car's this big and there's a guy in it like this just whipping around. It sounds like one of the cars from the Jetsons. And it's so little. Two cars are crashed on the scene of the crime. And then another fucking car, a pickup truck, almost crashes into the frame. Ah! This fucking little bitch-ass car comes in and he's like, only in Cleveland, Kurt. I love when people are like, only in wherever my city is. Like, crazy shit doesn't happen in every fucking city. Only in fucking Idaho Falls, only in Albany. This fucking little car, dude. This was video of the week. When I saw that little bitch-ass car fucking drive it, and then the guy comes in, screeches somehow. It's not even going that fast. He says, what happened? You're what happened. You're the icing on the cake. Love it. Listen to the way this guy sounds.
I'm going nowhere.
It's
that's why
awesome.
He got smacked, cook. Cool. He tried to bend the car, nigga. Wasn't going nowhere. Nigga was spinning right there in the middle of the street, so. Uh-oh, shit, cup. Goddamn. Oh, shit, soda cup. Hey, Cole, we got the goddamn... Cole, we got the goddamn minutes of car here, Salt. What the fuck going on, Cut? Only in Cleveland, Salt. Cut, that bitch running. Oh, shit, he's sliding that
just
bitch, Salt.
Different cut. Syllables.
That bitch running off of three AAA.
They're riding the soda, Cut. Oh, Salt. Salt. Cut.
Just fucking love it, dude. Let me get this guy that I follow on Instagram. Oh my God, dude, this guy makes me laugh so fucking much. Let me find it. I might have to cut because I got to find it. Fucking Instagram. What is it? Instagram what? / Yeah. SLV. Sounds. Is that it? There it is. Wait, no, that's not it. I got to search Instagram. SLV. Sounds. Here it is. Oh, underscore. SLV underscore sounds with two S's. Dude, this guy. Okay, I did the video last week or 2 weeks ago about the chocolate croissants. That made me laugh harder than maybe any video I've ever fucking heard. Okay, and we did the whole breakdown. It's on YouTube. You can watch it. It's on fucking episode 2000 or 209. Why do I do that? Why do I say 2009, dude? 209. But this guy, dude, all this guy does is find, first of all, there are so many videos of this guy finding people with fake Jordans, all right? Or like ridiculous ugly shoes. And then he makes a song about it and fucking like zooms in on their shoes. And it's so fucking funny, dude. Now here I am. I'm going to play it. Let me go down actually. Let me go to see all. Hold on. Oh no, that's, oh, are they not going to let me see all of them? I might have to play it from my phone, huh? Show more posts from Sibai. Here we go. Here we go. This is what he does. Let me actually play the first one I ever got because this shit sent me, dude. All right, dude, we're back. Look, we had to find it. I couldn't find it. It actually took a long time to fucking do it because they wanted me to sign in to Instagram, so I got it on TikTok right here. I hope Ivan got rid of all the bullshit filler. Here we go, dude. I believe in him. I believe he did that, dude. You didn't have to wait around for too long because Ivan Getridov came through. Even though Ivan Getridov, also, Ivan stays in the game. Here we go.
Oh, what the hell?
First of all, so dick. The guy's riding by on his bicycle and he goes, and the guy's screaming out, what the hell? Okay. And the guy on the bike does, you can obviously see it's only his leg, which I love it, dude. And the guy tries to fucking roll away a little bit, but he keeps going.
Hold on, man. Hold on, man. Please.
Who is that coming off the goddamn pick and roll?
Oh, brother, who's that on the logo? Cause Jordan never did that move.
Just sing it, dude. The guy's got fake Jordans on. Jordan never did that move. Oh, my God, dude.
He never wore these goddamn shoes.
Really got the baby blue goddamn.
Kind of cord.
Got the J's with an Air Max bottom, man. Brother, come on. Let me three things. Let me pull, man. Let me
pull. Pluck, pluck,
pluck. Uh-oh. Got the coconut. What's up, man? Got the sky blue, man. Take them all. Thank you, man. Yeah.
What a dick, dude. Dude, he always has three things. He's got three things for you, brother. I got a rub, and then he goes pluck, 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 and then he says... He hits him and he says, take him off. So dick, dude. Also, only black guys would flick and say pluck, 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 dude. That's such a fucking, oh man. The fucking black kids in my school used to do that. They used to call flicking plucking. Ugh, I love it, dude. Loving it. Hold on. Here's another one.
Who is that coming up?
Wait, I love how, here we go.
How you doing, Bobby? How you doing? Oh, let me see your shoe. Oh, what the hell? Oh.
Who is that coming off the pick and roll, am I?
Oh, who's that coming off the pick and roll, man?
Ah, we don't know, na-na.
Oh, man.
Dude.
That 3 days, man. Because Jordan never did that move. He never
what if got miss you. Oh, let me rub. Let me pluck, pluck, pluck.
Brother, take them all, damn boy.
Dude, why is the guy staying around, dude? It's so good, man. Take them off. Wait, and then this one fucking sent me. Dude, this guy's walking around in a wrestling in a wrestling outfit. And he fucking
man, brother. Oh, you're really a wrestler, man. Oh, goddamn.
Like, dude, I love that brother, he's like, already breaking in a song. Like the reaction and the song is just coming out of him. Do you know what I mean? He's going like, oh, and he starts laughing and he starts singing in the laugh, dude. It's so dick. Hold on. Here we go. Ready?
Oh, man, brother. Oh, you're really a wrestler, man. Oh, right goddamn.
Goddamn. Hold on. The guy tries to get away, dude, and he's still walking.
Oh, he got the belt now. Brother, you got the belt. Hold on. Can I see? Brother got the goddamn da 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 da.
No,
brother, come on, you ain't got no goddamn shoe. Hoo da da. All the time again, son. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn about the time.
I ain't got the time again, son. And he said, I don't give a da da damn. Like so, dick, dude.
Look, hold on, man. Just hold on, brother. Damn, can I talk to him, man? Oh, let me rub.
Come on,
brother. Hold on, man. Goddamn.
God damn,
brother, like the Blue Ranger. The baby Blue Ranger. Oh, hold on, man.
I got, it's going to be early before September 25th.
I'm telling you, I don't care about September 25th. It's the 22nd. Oh, I got two more things.
What?
Brother, hold on.
Let me plug, plug, plug.
Hey, man, come on. Hey,
brother,
time.
Really a wrestler, man. Right. Come on. Let me get my damn breath,
what
man.
What are you doing, bro?
Let me plug, plug, plug.
Oh, come on, man. Fucking pick me up, nigga. Pick me up, bro.
Run.
No, you better. Once I buck, pick me up. No. Come on, one more time.
Oh, they're.
Come on. You want to do that one?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude. He wanted him to fucking, like, get at him. That's fucking hilarious, dude. You want him to be fucking mad. Oh, God damn it. This guy makes me laugh, dude. There was one where he was a... You know what? I got to look at it on my fucking phone because I sent it to my friend and I can pull it up that way. I mean, this one, dude, is just where there's like a couple on the shoe. Here it is. Here it is.
Nigga, this is the first time I've ever had cheesecake.
Oh, fuck. When he said, brother just got on, I just got married. Oh, fuck. I love the internet, but I hate it. I love the internet when it's on your side, but I hate it. Yeah, dude. Jesus Christ, man. That shit makes me laugh. So you got to fucking follow him. SLV _ sounds with two S's. I mean, you know, get a better name. Brother got the goddamn Jordan never did that move. Let's look at another one of those just for fucking shits, dude. Here we go. It's not playing.
I just want to say a few words. Oh, man, brother got the goddamn It's a mustard sandwich right here. Oh, man. God damn, look at the shoe. Got these tied to the tippy top. Papa, the single soles, man. I ain't never seen this kind of Tim right here, man. Bro, what kind of Tim these is?
I don't know.
These the I don't know Tims. The I don't.
Somebody gave it to me.
Got the coconut bread right here.
Yeah, somebody gave it.
With the lemon. This the lemon. Lemon right here. This lemon sprout.
Yeah.
Got three things, brother. Let me rub.
Ah, look at the crease.
Brother, come on, man. Take them all there. Thank you, man.
It's so dick to sing. Look at the crease. Sneakerheads hate creases, and he's just singing, look at the crease, while he touches them. Oh, fuck, man.
Oh, shit.
Man, I got so much fucking mucus, man, when I drink coffee or water and shit, when I drink too much water and shit. And I eat those fucking cheese balls from Lala's Kitchen or whatever the hell it is. I ate a bunch of fucking cheese balls and my fucking mucus goes bonkers, man. I got fucking dummy cheese balls right now. Dummy mucus in my fucking shit from them cheese balls. I was watching this documentary on this thing, which I had no idea even existed. I don't know how I missed it with the internet. I was on the internet a lot in when they blew up, and I just fucking, maybe it's because it was for women and I just not something I would care about. But LuLaRoe, did you see the documentary on Netflix, LuLaRich? It was a company founded in 2012, and it was a multi-level marketing company, as they say, but has, you know, a lot of people that even work for them say it was a pyramid scheme where you would get most of the money. You'd get most of the money for trying to get people to sign up. But the difference between a multi-level marketing scheme or multi-level marketing company, which is legal, and a pyramid scheme, which is illegal, is that a multi-level marketing company has goods that they're actually selling, and a pyramid scheme, I guess, doesn't. And they were selling shirts and pants that were just, you know, you could buy a box of them and then sell them at a higher price. But it was on you to try and get other people to sign up to also sell these things. And it was like a $5,000 buy-in fee, you know? And I was watching this documentary, and so the you know how like we live in a culture now where everyone is like, you know, feels like they're a victim online. They'll just be like, you know, hey, you know, I was at Nordstrom's and this man or woman tried to fucking upsell me. This isn't right. You know, and it's like, dude, you kind of just got had. Or it didn't happen, you know, or you're just fucking telling your side of the story or whatever the fuck it is. But like, so that's in my psyche ingrained in it now, because like I've seen people get mad at things where I know it's their fault. I've seen it, you know, friends and family and shit like that. But this, now I'm watching this LuLaRoe thing, and like everyone was a part of this pyramid scheme building off of each other's backs, right? The 1% of the tippy top was making all the money. And now they're all broke. And they're all screaming that it's the person above them's fault, when it's like the pyramid doesn't exist if you don't either. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, let's take the bottom level out of it. What about the top five levels? Some people were like, yeah, you know, I was a part of it and it was shitty. But they're throwing around words like, yeah, well, these people were, you know, predatory and fucking, dude, you're selling Spanx. You bought a box of Spanx for $11 each. And you want to scream about, dude, you're the, at what point are you the idiot? At what point is it your fault? And I will tell you, I watched the 5 episodes of this mini docuseries. For 4.5 episodes, I was on the top number 1% side. And I'm like, I think they're making this documentary to like make us feel for the people who got had. And it's like, I didn't until the last part of the last episode, I was like, all right, I guess it was unethical and shitty.
But like, I saw people that were like, oh man, one episode in, can't believe these fucking greed, manipulative fucking predatory. It's like, but it's Spanx. You can't throw around these fucking words. Sometimes you just got had, you know? If I buy a fucking ballpark beef frank and I took a bite into it and I realize it's vegan or an impossible hot dog or whatever the fuck, and I find out the other dude who sold it to me knows, I don't have to fucking write home about it. Oops, that's my bad. I fucked up. It's not easy to make money. Be on your guard. Somebody says, you know what? Here's fucking $5,000 worth of clothes. Pay me $5,000. You can make 50 grand off it. And you will by the end of the week. If I go, okay, I'm a fucking moron. And guess what? If somebody did that to me, I'd have that in the back of my head. Well, I could turn this, flip this money. Okay, I could do that. But that's on that person or that's on me? I know, you know these people are out there. You know every business. You know most businesses are not legit. But you're still, oh, but I'm the one though. I'm the one who figured it out. This is my fucking, this is my come up, Spanx. This is my come up, striped pants that are comfy. Middle-aged women loved it, dude. The moms at home, you could be an entrepreneur and still have time for your family. No, you can't. How about you can't? Remember the 90s? When, you know, stay at home, mom stay at home, dad, whatever the fuck it was, they were just staying the fuck at home. There was no computer. They were just making sandwiches and cleaning up. That's what they were doing. And I don't mean to be sex. It's men, women, whoever was the stay at home, whoever. And I know it was mostly women because that was the fucking very, that time was a lot more patriarchal than it is now. But all I'm saying is now you got computers. You got people on the other end of those computers trying to had you. It's not always someone else's fault. You know what I'm talking about? I want people to fucking, you know what? I want people to just be like, all right. Like these documentaries I watched, dude, did you watch the fucking one? What was the one, the one that was so big a few years ago? But the Brendan Dassey or whatever the fuck. What the hell was that one called? Making a Murderer, right? You, dude, I watched that shit on, what was it? I don't know, Netflix or fucking Crunchyroll. And dude, I watched that fucking thing and like, I'm watching it and I'm like, wow, this guy didn't do it. I can't believe that he didn't do it and they made this fucking case. Oh, you do a quick fucking Google search after all those episodes and in 25 seconds, you go like this. Oh, he did it. And you had the fucking nation up in arms about how he didn't do the shit. Google it. Google it for fucking 5.5 minutes for real. Watch Making a Murderer. Google it for 5.5 minutes afterwards. Oh, he did it. I had a buddy. What was the other one about the fucking kids way back when? Who, remember our buddy that wanted to go to fucking Louisiana to try to get the guys out of prison? What was that one called? Oh, fucking, what the hell was it called? The three kids that they blamed on it because they were goth? God damn it, what the hell was it? They were like 16-year-olds and everyone was like, they did it because they worshiped the devil. And they were like, we just like music with guitars in it. And they put them in jail forever. And like, you know, apparently they didn't do it because they were freed. Wasn't it called Free Something? Freeing? I don't know. No, it's not that. But yeah, they you know what I'm talking about. If you're listening and you've seen it, you know which one I'm talking about. But they fucking, I get the guy did like time, like 2 decades, and then he finally let him out. And we had a fucking actor friend. I had a fucking actor friend a while ago. We're not really friends anymore, but he was like, I'm going to go and I'm going to fucking try and petition. And I'm like, bro, just do your fucking guest star at fucking NCSI, you know? You're not going to help.
Also, maybe they did it. You're just a, I mean, we've come to know that they didn't do it, but you don't know, dude. You're just acting in a fucking, you know, you did a movie with Dennis Quaid and now you're like, I'm going to stand outside of the prison until they let him out. What is it? Paradise Lost. That's what it is. Look at it. It's pretty crazy though, dude. Fucking goddamn. LuLaRoe. Look, it's still on too. God, this shit blew up so quickly. In like 1 year, it was a $1 billion company. And here I am watching this documentary and I'm like, how do I fucking make this $1 billion company? You know, it happens. Kanye West, Elon Musk, Steve Jobs, they did it. LuLaRoe, they did it. And some of them crashed, but there's a way to do this shit. And then my next thought, nah, can't really do that. It's like playing the lottery. Yeah, hard work, sure. Yeah, you could do it with hard work. Yeah. Hey, go ahead. Go do it with hard work. Go ahead. Okay. Well, let me get all the fucking paperwork involved. Yeah, go ahead. Go get that paperwork. All right. Let me go get some fucking funding and shit. Yeah, go for it, man. Come on, champ. Go get the funding. Ah, cool. And let me meet with fucking product developers and then management and all that shit. Yeah, go for it, champ. You got this. Yeah. All right. Now what? I don't know. All right, I'll figure it out. Yeah, champ, you go figure it out. And then you'll be one of those guys who makes it through that actually isn't in the red. Or just stack your money and work at Crate and Barrel. And one day, you'll have enough to take a week vacation every year. You know? What's the right way? I don't know. It's nice to have a dream. It's real nice to have a dream. But most of the time, dreams are dreams. Right? People say dare to dream. Man, it's kind of daring to just chill. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Daring to dream. Dreaming is fucking easy. And even trying the first few steps of your dream, that's fucking easy too. Chilling? Daring. Dare to chill. You know, there's that whole quote, I forget who said it. It might have been Bill Burr, but he was like, you know, nah, it's not hard. It's not hard to fucking do hard work because the opposite is terrifying. Maybe it wasn't Bill, but the opposite is terrifying, you know, like living every day and just not achieving it and becoming somebody that you realize you never wanted to become. That's what's terrifying. I think it was Bill. Nah, though, you know. It's so scary to go out there and do the shit. That's why most people chill. Dare to chill, bro. Otherwise, you're looking for a shortcut, right? Multi-level marketing scheme. And sometimes it works. LuLaRoe. I need to do Spanx is what I need to do. I need to sell Spanx. I got the new merch. Make friends in the comments. We re-upped it. We put it on Patreon and people on Patreon ate it up and then we fucking re-upped it and put it out to the public and you can go. We got the stuff right here. We'll show you right here in the image, but it's Make Friends. We got the hoodie, the mint green hoodie, the tan t-shirt, and then the pink long sleeve, which is fucking, I can't wait to cozy up on that fucking hoodie. Make friends in the comments. You see someone talking shit? If you're looking at an artist's page on Instagram and you see someone, your music isn't as good as it was, you say, hey, bud, to that person, want to go to Red Robin? You make friends with that motherfucker because that's what they need, man. Dude, I was in line at the Starbucks. I went to Starbucks because it was closer, even though that coffee sucks so fucking hard. I saw this lady. With the she had such a fucking fake butt. It's actually insane to me that people, because you gotta think. Look, If you're a lady with a fake butt, you also have fake lip. Now, look, let me preface this by saying I'm in L.A. Everyone walking around looks like a duck. Even the fucking chicks, gay dudes, even some regular dudes that are just look regular but straight, and they some of them have fucking duck. Like, I know guys who have gotten work done. Like, I know 50-year-old comedians that have gotten work done, which is fucking crazy, right? And, but, like, I saw a woman with a fake ass. And I knew, I actually knew a woman with a fake ass years ago. And she was, like, would like, you know, my friend was, like, seeing her. And she would, like, she showed up, like, for a week or two with, like, a one of those fucking donuts that you sit on. And, like, she would come out and sit down, like, at the comedy shows or wherever the fuck. And she would have, like, a sit on a donut. She would bring this fucking big donut to sit on. And everyone would be like, what is going on? And she'd be like, oh, it's just a thing I have to do, the doctor said. And it's like, you got a fake ass. We all know. Because your back went straight down a week ago. And now I could set my drink down on it. Your back went straight down a week ago. And now I got a place to lay my Sprite. But it's just like, these fake asses are getting bigger and bigger. And also, the chicks will get either, it's weird because like in LA, I used to go to this gym that was just like, there would be women with fake asses, but they would also be working out, which makes like kind of no sense. Cause it's like, you're doing the hard work, but also you're doing the, not the fake shit. But then it's like, you kind of got to do that because if you don't, then your shit just looks like an upside down musical note, right? Like your ass is that big bulbous thing. And then you've got like two fucking kid legs just dangling, like two fucking carrots that just got plucked. And that's gross. But also just stop getting fake asses. And don't get fake lips either. I know, I get it. You're probably listening to this. You have fake lips. And that's fine. Look, ultimately, you know me. I want you to do you and what makes you happy. And if fake lips makes you happy, cool. If a fake butt makes you happy, if you like sitting a little higher, great. But the fake butt, the fake lips, I mean, there's people out there, fake butt, fake lips. Eyes done, facelift, fake boobs, ribs taken out, fake tan, you know, fake nails. And it's like, basically, you're just turning yourself into one of the aliens from Battlefield Earth. And then dudes are out there just like in a shirt and jeans. I get it. The pressures of, you know, women being beautiful are, I, you know, I don't get it. It's tough, but also, you know, your dad left early. Your dad died early. Nah, just fucking chill. Sit down where you're supposed to sit down. The fake asses are weird as fuck, man. I'm going to get one. I'm going to get a big fake ass and take shits in my pants. And just fucking walk around with shits in my pants. And people be like, you shit your pants. And I'll just say, stop looking at my fake ass. Just walk in a fucking Lowe's cinema. Bruh, fat fucking fake ass shitting. Just walk into a fucking Lowe's cinema. Yeah, let me get the big popcorn. Bah, fucking shit out my fake bubble ass. Feet dangling like some carrots. Yeah, I shit my fucking fake ass. Two, please. For me and my fucking homie. Matinee. Just walking in a fucking United Artists Theater. Yeah, two for the fucking latest Vin Diesel travesty. Brap. Sorry, I just shit my fake ass. Where do I go? I went to my dentist and my jaw still fucking hurts, dude. My TMJ disorder, whatever the fuck. I don't know what it is, cartilage or some shit. It slipped and it's not going back, and I can still fucking talk, thank God, but it didn't help. You know, he gave me a bite plate. The shit didn't help. Then we went in and he adjusted it. I've had it for 2 nights. This shit's the same. I wake up every morning. It's like somebody just took a hammer and nail to my fucking jaw on the left side. I can't even eat a sandwich. Hurts so fucking bad. It's not going to help, you know? But that's that. I guess that's it. We're just chilling, dude. Crystalia.com for all your fucking merch. Been on stage a few times. Who knows? It's been cool. It's been good and bad, up and down. But we're having a good time in life. I love my son. And I love my family. And my daddy and mommy.
Hey guys, that's it for the episode on YouTube. If you want to catch the rest of the episode, the uncut episode, plus many more episodes that aren't on YouTube, just go to patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. And we'll see you there. We also have other segments that we do and other behind-the-scenes stuff and different things that we do. There's a Discord where we chat and we watch along on the podcast. And if you want to do that, then do that. Patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. If not, we appreciate you anyway. Bye.
Did I already say cozy? Shit, man. Hold on.